The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane. We got a very special episode for you today. I am joined by Spencer and Selena.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Bit of an improvised episode today.
Yeah.
We realized everyone's out. Everyone's out of the office for different reasons. We were going to do an episode with Damien. That didn't work out for scheduling reasons. So we'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
But we figured, hey, you guys just hop in. We like you guys.
We're the only ones left in the office. That's
we don't
what
know
happened.
Who's filming this.
Yeah.
We're both Filipino.
It's great to have Selena here and no one else.
No, honestly, though, I appreciated
it. I'm gone in the next shot.
No, but I appreciated that you knew that calamansi. I don't know. No, never mind. That might be a spoiler.
For the O games.
Calamansi juice for when Shane guesses fridges.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he knew that was Filipino
wine.
Wow. So you could be Filipino for
Filipino
today.
Filipino for the day. No, I love...
Go on.
I was going to say, just like learning about... I mean, the funny thing as a kid was like my uncle married a Chinese woman, and you know, as a kid I was like, well, that means I'm Chinese now.
Oh.
And so I was fully just like, you know, that means I am Chinese. And I would tell people, my mom had to pull me aside and be like, Spencer, bad news, you're not Chinese. And yeah, that's my origin story.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That explains I think it explains a lot.
Yeah. How many months or years did you go around saying that?
I don't think it was that. I think they kind of nipped it in the bud.
That's
pretty
good. That's
pretty quickly.
Okay.
That's good.
How old were you? 15.
15, yeah. No, I was probably under 10.
Okay.
You know, I thought it was like kind of that. It's like, well, you know, if I have a Chinese extended family, then like surely I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I understand that because I have there's a side of my family that is very Italian. Extremely Italian side of my family, but I am not Italian at all. Mm-hmm. But as a little kid, I was like, well, there's got to be some Italian. Like, I got to be part Italian because I have a bunch of Italian relatives. It's like you don't understand the whole...
Sometimes you feel the Italian spirit, like, take over you.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys done 23andMe or anything like that?
I actually haven't.
Oh,
so,
okay. What if you find out that...
Spencer, actually 75% Chinese.
So actually, I have never done it, but my parents both have. And I know that my percentage can be different because it's like, mm-hmm. like siblings can have different percentages.
Really?
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I haven't looked into it much.
Like if you are, like there's a joke, I saw someone on TikTok was saying like, oh, they're Italian and German. And like the sister got all the like Italian genes.
Damn.
And the brother got all the German genes. Like, so it's just like she's technically more Italian than him. That's just, I think... Now, I'm not an expert, but that's from my understanding. Now, my parents did 23andMe, and they are like 99.9% whatever Western European, like as white as it gets. But my mom did point out, she's like, there is a like very small percentage of, I think it might be like East Asian. Like,
whoa.
My mom was like, there is a very, she's like, I don't know where this like, 0.1% or one, what it's like, some very small.
So I did see a tweet recently. It was like, I don't think 23andMe is real. What they do is, you know, you pay the money and they send it off to a guy and he Googles you, and then he guesses, and then occasionally he'll throw in a 1% of like some random country,
just to give you
something to talk about.
Yeah,
I wish. Well, so I did 23andMe, and it told me everything that I already knew. So it wasn't anything new. It was like,
are you
100%
Filipino?
It's close. Well, it's like Filipino. There's like a little Spanish in there, a little Chinese in there. Mm-hmm. There's part like from the Indian continent when it was, I'm assuming when it was before it had been part of Asia, but like that's like, you know,
yeah,
from like,
so was India considered its own continent at one point?
A subcontinent, yeah, Indian subcontinent.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to a book right now that was it's a British book, and he talks about he's like, oh, and then I met an Asian man, and then later it's kind of revealed that the guy is like Indian, and I'm like, oh, I guess that's like, you know, I think at least in America, when that's not, maybe not commonly thought of, it's not the first country you think of, I guess, when you're like this person is like,
but
from Asia.
Is it South Asian? Is that?
Yeah, yeah, South Asian, yeah. Yeah.
That's the terminology.
Still Asian, but yeah. Yeah.
Still counts.
It still counts. You still count.
Yeah, thank you. No, I would be curious about a 23andMe. I think it's, I mean,
I've
the problem is all the, you know, it's like, oh, it's like you're a little Scottish, you're a little British. It's like, okay, that's boring as hell.
Well, doesn't it also give you like your, like, oh, you might have this issue or something,
and
like
you have
health,
bone, yeah. And you have health. Bone cancer,
and you're weak.
Yeah, it's like, not only are you Scottish, you have no bones.
I did the ancestry and health thing, and it tells you like, oh, you're more prone to this kind of disease, but also there's like silly things like, oh, you think cilantro tastes like soap, or like you prefer...
Did they clock you?
Do you?
No.
Oh, you're like, no, I love that shit.
Well,
maybe
they
you
said
love
that
soap.
They like... They said that I like salty foods over sweet, but I don't think that's
true. I'd be like,
true.
Shut the fuck up.
That's all, I think that's impossible. That's impossible to nail because I feel like genetics are too... I don't know them that well, but I feel like it's too complicated to...
See, I actually do
just,
know genetics that well.
But also, I feel like that takes away the nurture out of it entirely. Of just saying like, yeah, you were born this way and this is what you like. It's like, man, an event can change how you view everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate a really salty stick one time. And, everything changed.
That was it.
Something I want to talk about right off the bat
here.
This happened a few weeks ago. I was going to wait till we had Amanda here, but we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because this is huge news. I've already talked about it with Amanda. She's aware. But the start of this year, we had a bunch of predictions for what was going to happen this year. We predicted a bunch of things. Most of them have not come true. You know, I predicted that I would shake Markiplier's hand. I still haven't. There's still time.
I really think we can lock that one in. Like, I'm going to...
There's been some moments where I thought it was going to happen, and then I was like, oh, he's not here.
If
like,
we can get Markiplier
I know
into
your
the
ass would be fucking geeking out. Realistically, me too.
Really?
Because I don't think I've properly met him.
Okay.
So,
let's make it happen.
Realistically, if we're being honest, I think an opportunity we could have is when Iron Lung is like coming.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then we like be like, hey, come on, promote the movie. So we'll see. But that might not be till next year or something.
Because I'm also a big fan of like the that game developer who made Iron Lung. So I wonder, like, I don't know if like we could be like, hey, we're fans of like, you know, that game developer, like we're fans of you. Like, I
just got to shake his hand. That's all that's got to happen.
Shake your hand.
But anyways, so we have a bunch of predictions. One of them that I threw out there very much as a joke.
Yeah.
Most of them were a joke. One of them was that Smosh would end up on Good Morning America. Now, I kept that very broad. I was like, Smosh. Any one of the cast members, anyone ending up on Good Morning America would count. And I was like, this isn't going to happen. How are we going to end up on Good Morning America? Guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Smosh Mouth was on Good Morning America.
Yeah. Specifically Smosh Mouth.
Smosh Mouth ended up on Good Morning America, and I'm going to tell you how it happened. It's all thanks to one of our viewers. His name is Daniel Sharkey.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a Reddit post a few weeks ago telling us how he got Smosh Mouth on Good Morning America. And it was a very simple process. Daniel Sharkey lives in Florida, and he was out. Yeah, he's a Florida man.
Florida mentioned.
And this is a very Florida man story. He was doing yard work out front in his in the front yard of his house, and he got struck by lightning. Got struck by lightning pretty good. There's footage.
Really got him.
It really got him. There's footage of him unconscious on the ground with people trying to help him. So he goes to the hospital naturally for several days, And then Good Morning America reaches out to him to do an interview from his hospital bed.
Yeah, because he survived.
He survived. We should be clear here. one of our dead viewers.
Yeah, he willed his body to Smosh Mouth.
Yeah.
So roll him out.
So they reach out to him. They're like, can we do an interview? And he's like, sure. And they tell him, no logos, no brands, no nothing in your shot. And he's like, okay, got it. But he has he's got a hospital gown on. He's got a heart monitor patch right here. He writes Smosh Mouth right there on the heart monitor patch. And so when they're interviewing him, you have to really kind of zoom in and pay attention. You can see Smosh Mouth right there on his chest for several moments. So which I'm also like, you nearly died.
Yeah.
You got struck by lightning. You're getting interviewed by Good Morning America, and you thought to shout us out.
Your first
You're a
thought.
Real one.
It's crazy that, lightning strikes. I guess, does Good Morning America just interview whoever gets hit by lightning?
No, I think they were just looking for a good story.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a great...
How often does it happen?
I don't know. I'm asking you, bro.
I'm curious about the numbers.
Tell us. Been struck by lightning,
In the room Google how many people in the U.S. get struck by lightning every year?
200 to 300?
Per what?
Per year?
Holy shit.
Think about it. So no, that's over 1 in a million chance.
Yeah. 200 to 300 people per year in America.
Yeah. So your chances are extremely slim to get struck by lightning. And also, in Los Angeles,
Angeles, almost.
No.
Not
there's
here.
No...
But Florida, it's so...
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're in Florida, you're gonna die, right? Yeah. I was in Florida for the first 2 years of my life, and I died.
I forget about that.
Daniel Sharkey died, probably, for a brief
for
moment.
For a second.
For a second, or at least, the elements are coming for you. You know, you got water, you got lightning, you got alligator...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So I wonder if more people in Florida are killed by alligators or sharks.
I don't know if alligators. Maybe I'm crazy for saying this. I don't think do alligators kill a lot of people. I thought crocodiles.
Crocodiles are the more dangerous. But alligators will attack. Like I know people like if they're walking dogs or if they're like older, like they will encounter alligators. Yeah. But it's super the amount of alligators to humans like the.
And humans
rate.
Are in water.
Yeah. And the accident rate is so small.
Mm. Same with sharks.
But sharks, we had a string of shark attacks. I want to say like 3 bites in one day, kind of
yes,
where I grew
I
up.
Heard about that. I heard about that.
Like losing an arm and a leg and stuff.
It's freak attacks like that. But sharks are kind of, sharks are never like, I don't know. I think that
they're
sharks
tasters.
Sharks operate like robots, where to the point where I've heard watching Shark Week, a guy was like, I think what a lot of shark attacks might be is just sharks truly just running into someone and their mouth is open.
Yeah.
And so they bite, like you just
kind of 5 minutes of Freddy's.
Really scene. Bad luck to get attacked by a shark.
No, it really, and I mean, it was my biggest fear as a kid. Absolutely my biggest fear was
over everything else. Wow.
You know what, actually, I recalled this recently. Do you know what one of my, like, as far as natural the world goes, fears was Twisters?
See? Wow.
I saw the movie Twister, because this was in the 90s. There was the movie Twister, and I was scared to death of Twisters, and we lived in Arizona. There was no Twister happening in Phoenix, Arizona, but I was just certain. And well, the, I was like, I'm going to die from a twister.
We were the other night at dinner, me and again, a Gen Con. We were talking about kind of like the theme park moments that scarred us, like, you know, like things in theme parks that, like, you know, my sister rode the Jaws ride and it scarred her for life.
Yeah.
And for me, the thing I remember being really affected by was they had the Twister ride at Universal. It was like an experience.
I remember that. That I remember.
But I don't remember this.
But before, you go into a room and they just showed you the first scene of Twister.
Yeah.
And that first scene of Twister where her dad dies,
yep,
really affected me.
Oh, yeah. It's a messed up, yep, scene.
And I kind of couldn't believe it. I was... like, you know, like in Disney movies, like, you know, it's like the implied death of the parent. But this was like, you know, her dad is like sucked away in front of her. And that really, really scared me.
Yeah. No, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's also crazy. I think I've talked about this on camera before about, I didn't know, and I'm pretty sure this is true, that tornadoes really only happen in the United States.
It's like semi.
They can happen elsewhere, but they, yeah, like.
The amount that it happens is a lot here.
You know, not to be like too Joe Rogan-y, but it's like, I think I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I heard about that once. So that's fact now. They're terrifying.
It's not the only place, but it's like the main.
I think we have the most frequent.
Exactly.
Like, it's Tornado Alley has the perfect conditions.
I'm Googling.
I think of their power and their magnitude.
Yes. They happen here. When Twisters came out in the 90s, I was still living in the Philippines.
I thought you meant like when the idea of a Twister, when a tornado came out.
Yeah, when the first Twister of 1997 appeared.
No, I've only ever seen it on like TV or like film or like Wizard of Oz, like had a tornado or whatever, and I was like, what? Like, I had no concept of what that even meant or like how that felt. So like, yeah, it's still a concept. I've never seen one.
So here's the thing. Tornadoes occur most frequently in North America, particularly in central and southeastern regions. The United States and Canada have by far the most tornadoes of any countries in the world, but they also occur in South Africa, some of Europe, some of Australia, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Eastern India, Japan, and the Philippines.
What?
Whoa.
And South,
where was I?
South America, like Uruguay and Argentina.
Okay, so they happen all over the place, but yeah, I wonder how powerful they are in other places. Like,
well, how are they measured again? It's not categories. It's I think F scale, I think, is right. So it's like an F1, like an F2, I think, is the scale. But I think it goes, like, I think it starts at like a higher number, and then like the closer it gets, like an F1 is like the big one.
They're terrifying. They're really scary. I saw one once.
Whoa.
I was in Colorado.
What'd you do?
I was at the Denver airport, and I was leaving the Denver airport in a shuttle.
It's scary because it's all flat
the airport.
And it starts to, like, I wasn't in the plane. I was in a car. Probably better to be in a plane. It's bigger. But it started to form, and I saw it form, and it was like a kind of a skinny one, but it was like crazy to see
it's like a skinny legend
come down from the clouds. I was like, yeah, skinny legend right there. No, but it was wild looking. It was really big, but it then disappeared after like a few minutes.
Okay, that's good.
I would see water spouts, which are like tornadoes like on the ocean, growing up, but I never saw a proper one. I still do want it. Maybe by the time this comes out, I'll have seen Twisters. But I the more I think about it, the more I'm like, they're so cool, frankly. Like, they're
you'd be a tornado hunter.
No, absolutely not. No, they're scary as fuck.
Mm. Oh yeah, no, I want to get away.
But like, I remember like hearing, because I've never heard one either. But I know that, like, what they would teach you in Florida is like, well, you know, it sounds like a train's coming. And I'm like, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, they're terrifying. But the big gigantic ones are nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
But I was so scared of them as a kid, and then I don't know when I got over it. I think when I realized, when someone was like,
they're not gonna happen here.
They literally don't happen here, man. They literally can't. You're gonna die from anything else.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Not Daniel Sharkey.
Well, he didn't die.
No, he survives anything.
He survived being struck by lightning, and he shouted us out on Good Morning America. So thank you. Huge. You made that prediction come true. So cool, and frankly, kind of funny. He's definitely watching this right now. Is what's crazy.
We're laughing at you.
I've often
thought of like what would be like the coolest injuries to sustain. Getting struck by lightning, definitely one, and then getting shot, and then getting attacked by a bear.
What?
Why?
What?
I'm thinking those are the coolest to have, like, endured.
Oh, and you're like,
okay. Like, no, I don't want to get shot. It sure, it probably hurts so much. Yeah.
No, that, all those sound horrible.
Yeah.
But I just mean, like, imagine having been shot.
Well, with lightning strikes, what happens to some people is they have those crystallized veins.
Is that what that is? Like the scarring?
Yeah, have you seen that where their veins? I have seen.
It's like a permanent tattoo.
I'm curious if that happened to him. But it can be crazy looking.
Yeah.
Another thing going on right now that we mainly wanted to talk about, just because it's a little bit topical, because we recorded this a week ago.
Yeah.
As of it airing, is we learned we can't say the name.
And I truly don't believe it, but pop off.
We were told we cannot say the name, that we will be demonetized, that we'll be copyright struck for saying the name. The O Games.
Yeah.
The five ringed.
Yeah, the five ringed games, the games that happen every 4 years.
Do we not do like a Beopardy thing where we call it like the Bolympics?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know how close we can get to saying it. But
the Joe Olympics.
Yeah. The Joe Olympics.
Anyways, they've been going on. I've been watching them.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
That's all I've been doing.
I'm so uneducated. Where do you even watch them?
Oh, you watch them anywhere. I have the YouTube TV app.
Oh.
So I watch
it. Because it's typically an NBC thing.
Oh, okay.
You can also watch it online. There's often just websites where you can just watch it for free.
Ogames.com.
YouTube.
Ogames.com. Yeah. But then you just get served clips a lot.
I haven't seen the clips.
A lot of times on TikTok, I just get served it afterwards, which is fine. There's been a lot of legends this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Pommel Horse Guy. You have all the people in the shooting competition.
Pommel Harris.
Pommel Harris.
Is that anything?
God damn. Damn, dude. Oh, my God.
Everyone in the shooting competition.
Yeah.
Absolute legend.
Penis Guy.
Penis guy.
Walt.
No, that's the funniest thing ever.
Pole vault guy.
For those who don't know, I feel like you all probably do. There was a guy who was doing pole vault, and he pretty much cleared the bar, except for his massive dong got like kind of hit it.
Would you not think to like tape? Or like I don't know, like if
that's what I'm saying.
If my penis is that big, like it's gonna be like a hindrance, and I'm gonna like tape it down.
Yeah, you gotta tuck it in.
Like I'm gonna say like
the wind resistance alone.
Yeah.
Well, it's like they're clearly. I mean, I wonder if they are wearing underwear.
It didn't look like it.
Yeah.
We should ask.
I haven't heard the audio of the commentators. Apparently, it's very funny.
I haven't heard
how they're trying to like
to not acknowledge.
They'd be like, oh, he hit the bar. Yes, it appears. With his body,
his untucked Johnson.
His untucked Johnson.
that's one of my favorite clips. Is it's two announcers and they're talking and they're on the baseball. Sorry, I'm doing another thing where I tell a really bad story. But it's at a baseball game and there are two announcers in the thing and the camera's going around. It's like the kiss cam or something like that. And it's this couple kisses and then the guy grabs the girl's boob.
Oh.
What?
And then they cut away and they like just have nothing to say. And they just like they're like it's like clearly a joke grab. Like I don't know if like you've ever like, you know, this is gonna sound really bad. I don't know if you're like you've been with your partner for a long time and like sometimes you just like you kinda jokingly like grab like their boob.
Just like a little honk.
Like yeah, like it's like a very like juvenile like honking, like, you know, like And that's the reaction of the, like, you know, they clearly can't, like, acknowledge it. They can't be, like, blah, 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 like, and so, like, every time they try and talk again, they're just, like, cracking up.
That's really
and that's,
funny.
Like, people trying not to laugh is
oh, it's always the best.
We should make a show about that.
I think, the kiss cam thing, I think it happened at the O Games, and I could be mistaken, it could be somewhere else, but I think someone's parents were, like, you know, they like, switch to the camera that shows like their relatives and their parents, and someone's parents just full on like start French kissing because like you see tongue, and then the commentators are just like, oh, very passionate about their son's win. Something.
Well,
dude,
win in Paris.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
City of love.
I love at any sporting event. I'm glued to the Jumbotron. I love seeing people see themselves on the Jumbotron. It brings me joy in like a very,
very
sincere
funny.
Way. Like going to like the Kings game, like especially seeing like kids.
Yeah.
Like when you see like kids realize around the, you know, it's like that is a, it's a, not formative maybe, but you know, it certainly it feels huge to them.
No, and the group dynamics and psychology that can happen where like, have you seen the one where the kids like, I think he's holding an ice cream cone and he like lifts it up and everyone starts cheering. And he kind of like realizes like the power he has. Yeah. And he like lowers it and he like raises it back up and everyone like screams again.
That was literally me on the Smosh Mouth Live when whenever I'd say boob and people would start cheering. I was like, this is what real power feels like.
Yeah.
That was exhilarating.
There's an old video that is so good where I believe it's a football game in like Europe and this guy's asleep. He's like far in the front in like the lower stands. And he's sitting there, or maybe it's a baseball game, I forget. But he's sitting there.
A European baseball game?
No, it's either European football or it's like American baseball. I forget what kind of, but it's a game where it's like those types of stands, you know, and kind of like a game where you can kind of casually watch at times. I think it was baseball. But this guy's asleep, and his head's forward. And I forget which way, but he's sitting there, he's asleep, and he's kind of leaning. And everyone's like, oh. Oh. And finally his head falls back naturally and everyone cheers so loud. He wakes up and he starts cheering too because he doesn't know what's going on.
That's like, there is a, you know, transparent, I'm not a big sports person. And, what? You know, I think that like, there is a toxic element to that, that group. Like, you know, that like, you know, I like not to be like the rioting and stuff like after sports games.
Yeah.
But there is something that will happen like inside sports games where it's like everyone kind of gets on the same page for something positive like that, where it's like we're all in on this joke, and it's like that is a really powerful thing, I think.
No, it's very intoxicating, the camaraderie that you can feel sometimes, because like at Bronco games and every sports stadium.
Okay, no.
Every sports
I just unplugged it.
I don't want to hear it, man. Every sports team has their like traditions and their like things. For the Broncos, it's whenever the opposing team throws a pass and it goes incomplete, the entire stadium knows after a second that everyone goes incomplete, like, and they all yell it. And it's just like a thing that we do, which gotta suck if you're the quarterback of the other team and you just, every time you miss a throw, you just hear the entire stadium yell that at you. But that's what we do.
Yeah, but for the amount of money, I think I could take it.
Oh, yeah, right. For sure. For sure.
You pay me an NFL player salary, I will do anything, man.
I can't disagree.
Right.
So
we're not gonna test it here.
No.
No.
But I've been keeping up with the O games. And we've been doing pretty good. We've
Who's got winning.
Well, America has the most medals, but we're losing in gold. As of right now, I think China is dominating in golds. But they've got really good athletes.
Yeah, so a lot will have happened in a week. So we're recording this last week. So by the time that you see this, it could very well.
The Philippines have taken it all.
Listen, the Philippines are doing really well. We have two gold medals right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the sport?
His name is Carlos Yulo.
I've been seeing a lot of love for him.
Yeah, he's a male gymnast. He's the first man from the Philippines to have won gold.
Wow.
O games.
And he's won two.
Of any. Wow.
Any. We only have three medals as a country, and they're all gold.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah.
The first medal was...
it's all or nothing.
They offer y'all silver, and you're like, we don't want it.
No, we're not like, going to take it.
We got to keep this thing going.
We won our first gold last...
O games.
In Tokyo for women's weightlifting.
Wow.
And then...
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I've seen that clip.
Because you came in lifting weights, and you're like,
I was like, I'm gonna do it. No, but Carlos Yulo won in both floor and vault for men's gymnastics.
Cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's so awesome.
So he has two. He's got two of the.
Yeah, he has two gold medals right now.
And is he done for the?
I actually don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule.
I saw the tweet from Simone Biles, and she was like, hey, you guys got to stop asking us what's next after the interviews.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is the realest shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like, no, this is it. Like, this is what we've been working for. Like, this is, like, literally.
I'm sorry, man. It's the
O games.
What do you want me to say?
It's like, I don't know.
Maybe
next.
Say the O games, guys.
Oh, sorry.
O games.
But then the other tweets that are, like, you know, me feeling 30, like, with my whole life, like ahead of me or whatever. And then the announcer will be like, and here comes, like, Johnny Smith, like, 22 years old, like, you know, he's the oldest person in the game.
Right, no,
his
literally.
Life is over. Like,
no, there's no, but there you, I don't know how often you see people in their 30s in
O games.
Not often.
In
depends
the O
on the
games.
Sport. Yeah, crap.
If you guys were to compete,
yeah,
what sport would you compete in?
French.
Okay, you have
kissing.
What'd you say? Okay, for real. In summer and in winter, options.
And life and death.
You get paid $1 million if you can just qualify, and you get like, say you get to go back to being 10 years old.
You get to
actually train up.
Bro, there are a lot of
qualifiers. Obviously now I'm too old. But
too old, bro.
You get to go back and be like, okay, if I spend all my time training, which one do I think my body could get into?
Yeah.
I mean, the shooting, I mean, the shooting's having the moment right now. And that feels, well, I was thinking, I was like, how hard can it be? And then, you know, you see the size of the target.
The size of the target is
like, it's like this big.
It's super tiny and it's 25 meters away. Yeah. It's actually insane.
The Americans at home, how far is that?
75 feet-ish.
Which is insane.
Maybe. I don't know if that's
a
right.
A whale.
I remember in middle and high school, me and my friend, our unit of measurement for money was like video games. So it'd be like $100. Like, bro, you could buy two 360 games with that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
And I mean, we still kind of joke about it sometimes. It's like, how much was dinner? It's like, oh, it was about like three Xbox games.
Nice.
Thought y'all be fucking with that.
No, that's really sick, man. Okay. Genuinely. Now, I don't talk about this. When I was a little kid, I loved gymnastics. I really loved gymnastics.
I could see you be a gymnast.
I was really into it. I think, I don't know. I mean,
you would be a different person. Like right now, I mean, like, I think right now you're more of like a weights guy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like
you're
lifting.
When I was young, like, I had upper body strength naturally, so I loved like swinging on bars and stuff
like
that. That
was absolutely my favorite as a kid, too.
Yeah, it was
my sisters got to do gymnastics classes, and I was always jealous.
Yeah. I don't know. What's weird, I think with gymnastics, I'd still be fine stature wise, but I'm on the taller end.
Whoa.
Because they're like,
yeah,
they're very
small.
The shorter you are, the more like,
it's like a horse jockey.
The more upper body strength that you can hold up your body weight.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. But I think I'd be fine at 5'7". But I think it would be technically like, they don't get that tall.
Would you do pommel horse? What would you do? There's like pommel horse.
See, I do suck at all these things. I can't do any of these things. But I'm thinking if I could go back to being a kid and I could train up for it, which do I think I would be capable of?
There's like parallel bars, the vault.
I think the rings. I feel like I could like have fun doing those. But this is extreme. Though that's a tough event to get into. Yeah.
Those I think would
This
be,
is also the O games. Yeah. I'm not going to do any of them.
That'd though. Be most of what I think I would have been interested in as a kid, cuz you know, watching like a lot of Jackie Chan and stuff like that. Like that was kind of felt the most like in that like wheelhouse of like, oh, you're kind of jumping around, you're doing flips and shit. So yeah, that would have been my desire.
So also gymnastics.
Probably also gymnastics, but I mean, you know, seeing how cool they look while shooting, like, oh, the other thing we didn't talk about is that woman who had all like the
gear.
The Hello Kitty stickers and stuff like that on her
I didn't see this.
She had like all like the Sanrio characters and stuff like that. No, I think like on her rifle. I think she had a rifle too.
Oh.
But it was I meant to send it to Aaron Kushner because that's what we had them do for the gun we used in Sniper Chess was like, hey, let's make it look like a little less like intense on camera.
We wanted to make it look silly.
And so Aaron was like, oh, like, yeah, let me like kind of like put stickers on it and stuff like that. And that's exactly what is on the
it
rifle.
Was great.
That's smart.
It's really great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one that gets the most jokes is shuffleboard. Or what is it?
Curling.
Mm-hmm. Curling in the winter, where they're just kind of scraping the floor and stuff. But I watch it and I'm like, while it's not athletically as crazy as some of the others, it looks so complicated.
Yeah.
I would suck forever.
But that's something that you can do in your old age, though. Like, you don't need to be, like, in tip-top physical shape.
That's true.
Do you know what, like, the oldest...
I wonder what the old
game.
I mean, some of those shooters are like middle aged.
Yeah, isn't he like Yusuf? What's his name? Yusuf, like 53.
Yusuf guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's like the oldest Olympian.
I
wonder who the old like who would make the list of oldest Olympians.
I think currently, right now, from what I've read and I don't know, but the guy in dressage, which is like the horse dancing thing.
Oh, the equestrian.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I have an aunt who does dressage and things like that.
Oh, you have an aunt who's a billionaire?
no, she just lives in Colorado.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's like 59.
Have you seen the debates about how the horses should get the medals?
Yeah.
That
I think so.
The people are technically a coach.
Yeah.
So the horses should get the medals.
No, I fully agree with this.
What are they going to do with it, bro?
I don't know, but they're the ones who are doing
the
work. Yeah. What would you do with a medal?
Eat it.
Okay.
I'd melt it down. I would consume it.
That's what they do when they're posing. They're all biting the medals. They're taking the first bite.
No, I honestly don't know. That is an always funny thing where it's like, you know, what do you do with like your, like the actors and stuff? It's like, what do you do with, they would do with their Oscars and stuff like that? That's always a funny thing. They're like, oh, it's up in my house.
I've heard that with a lot of former athletes from the O Games, that once they compete, whether they win or lose or something, it afterwards is really tough.
Yeah.
Because they train their entire lives for this event, for like this singular thing. Now, there's a lot of competitions, but this is the peak. And,
it's the O Games.
It's and also as an athlete, for a lot of them, they're done by the time they're 30.
You got to put them down.
It's also what's crazy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I see the same thing with the NFL, where for certain positions like running back and stuff, like by the time you're 27, it's like, you're kind of done.
But I mean, at least like, I don't know if it's for across every position in the NFL, but like at least they're getting paid like a shitload.
I don't know if a lot of them are.
It depends.
I think for the big ones that we know about, for a lot of them, I don't think they make a lot of money.
It depends on the country, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking American NFL.
Yeah.
But with NFL.
Oh, NFL, sorry.
With NFL, but even then it depends on how big you are. Like, they're all making a lot of money, but they're not all millionaires.
Yeah.
And also, you make a lot of money, and then once you're in, like, if you get injured or something, then you're just out and you're done.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what do you do?
It was funny watching, like, Challengers. Sorry, I'm in a mission to bring up Challengers as often as I can, but.
Yeah, dude, do it.
You know, how they're like, I think they're 30. And, you know, like the famous line that Zendaya says, but,
It's like, you're done. That's, you're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's friggin' weird. It was so trippy to me watching football because I started watching it when I was around like 20, right? So I'm watching this and I'm like, okay, most of the players are older than me. And then it takes like 4 years where I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, now all the players are my age or a little
younger.
Bit younger. And then after a couple of years, I was like, I'm now older than all the players in the NFL. It's so trippy. And then you have like Tom Brady, who was 43, which was such an insane thing.
And Tim Tebow was kind of older when he played, right?
No, he was super young.
Oh, I thought I could connect on one thing in my life.
Nope. Nope, man. He retired young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that the next O Games are going to be here?
I know.
I did.
Man. What's it going to be like?
Kiana will not let me forget that. I have not talked about Kiana this whole time.
I know.
I don't want to dox her too much, but
we were going to throw her on this episode too, but she's out of town as well.
Look, we can cut this. She's like, I have been crying like 3 times a day watching the
O Games.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're crazy. And then I've been seeing a lot of people. It's like, no, that's kind of the common experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's like finally, like, we can all get together and watch the best of the best. Like, basically, perform like what they've been working towards.
And especially when you can approach in like a healthy way to be like, you know, I mean, nationalism is such a slippery slope, but like, you know, being proud of your country.
Yeah.
Like
in a positive
it is in a positive way where it's like, oh, like, you know, they represent our country in a positive way.
But you watch and you also like, it's not just for your own country. It's like you're watching other country, especially like when a small country wins.
You
know,
and then like lifting each other up. Like, you know, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. But I mean, like, Kiana sent me the one tweet, or maybe I sent it to her, but it was after the Beyonce thing, and it was like the like my hate of America leaving my body. Yeah. As soon as like Beyonce goes up there, it's like, let's go, athletes.
I saw a TikTok where a girl was crying talking about it. She's just like, I'm crying because no matter what, someone wins. And it's just like, yeah, it's kind of true. Like, someone's gonna achieve their dreams and you get to see it happen. And it's like there's no debate on it. Mm-hmm. It's not like with the Oscars and stuff, it's like, okay, it's all objective.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this is an opinion. Not subjective. Sorry, I used the wrong one.
No, but I mean, there are... Like,
it's just opinion-based, whereas with this, it's like, no, you ran the fastest.
Yeah.
You just won, and you won.
I did see a little discourse on, I don't know which run it was, and, you know, I...
Oh, the men's 100-meter.
But just, like, you know, how the difference between, like, gold and, like, not placing was, like...
It's like a millisecond.
But, like, the fact that is... That's been another fascinating thing. I remember reading this article when I was younger. It's like, will we ever hit a – I don't remember if it was a sub-4 or a sub-3-minute mile, and they were kind of going through the evolution of running, you know, and how it's such a measurable sport where it's like, you know, humans are like literally getting faster. Or like, you know, the top runners are getting faster.
Well, the training regimens are getting more fine-tuned, the diets, the amount of money that gets pumped into these athletes is crazy.
And it's just like, at what point, you know, do we peak? Like, can we never pass that? And that's a fascinating topic.
The reality is that some athletes come along who are just like kind of, it's just a genetic lottery. So people were describing Michael Phelps.
I remember,
And it's, he produces 50% of the lactic acid that most people produce. So his muscles just actually don't get tired.
I did see people, because the other thing about that was I was seeing people kind of, you know, and again, want to disclose that, you know, I'm not well versed on most of this, but, you know, so a lot of this is just like, oh, I saw this on Twitter. But, you know, because I remember that was kind of the discussion around Lance Armstrong was when people were like, well, you know, his heart's bigger and you know, he and his body produces less lactic acid. So it's like, you know, the genetic lottery. And then it was revealed that, you know, he was taking like steroids. Mm-hmm. You know, people were like, you know, is that kind of the case with Michael Phelps? Like, I'm not saying he did that, but it's like, you know, some of them will kind of, you know, disguise these like genetic like outliers as like, oh, you know, they were taking, you know, supplements. You know, it's like, what does qualify for supplements versus, you know, what's allowed? Like Kiana was telling me about those shoes, that like every world record, sprinting record was broken in, and they kind of had to outlaw those because like the way your foot would land in them, it would kind of like propel you forward almost. It was like a shoe that was like cheating.
It is kind of a weird thing because that's the same that we saw with those shooters where they have glasses. the glasses and stuff. And it's like, should you be allowed to have special glasses that let you like, I don't know. It's where is the line? That is a tough thing. It makes me think of that old Tosh joke where he's like,
no one's talking about Daniel Tosh in 30 years, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm giving my age. But that old stand-up joke about how, like, he's just like, steroids should be legal. I want to see it. Just let me just see it, like, full-blown, like the baseball hitting the moon.
Did you ever play that game series? It wasn't NFL Blitz, but it was, like, the baseball kind of equivalent. And yeah, that was just like the vibe of it. Like, it was just like the players would like be on fire, it's, like shooting. Yeah.
It's definitely a problem. I mean, I've said it before, but it's crazy how much like steroids are kind of making a comeback right now. And like, I'm not happy about it. I think it's bad, but I end up on weightlifting TikTok a lot. And a lot of young dudes are really pumping a lot of steroids.
It's just, I mean, it's like, you know, and this again, like it's a slippery slope, but it's kind of like a miracle drug, like if for like sickness and stuff like that. And it's crazy that it works.
Well, that's a different kind. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, it's all the same concept where it's just like, it, you know, it kind of like augments every, and it's such a scary
Yeah, I think for someone with body dysmorphia, it's just such a dangerous thing.
Oh,
to have.
No,
it's because it is insane. It is bad for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it is.
Like, just to make it clear,
but like, I think a lot of people that doesn't get talked about a lot because it just isn't. But there was this one bodybuilder like breaking down like what it does to your body, and it's like it's scary. Like especially if you're having it just doing it yourself in a locker room somewhere, it's like you can overdo it and get really messed up really fast. But it's as someone who has gone through body dysmorphia to varying degrees and like likes working out, I then see people who do it and I'm just like, oh yeah, and you're just gonna be twice the size.
Yeah.
Like within months. It's actually insane. Whereas for me, any gains I've had has taken like 10 years. Yeah. It takes forever, but you're healthier and you feel better in the long run.
It's like the discourse with, you know, like the Marvel bodies and stuff like that. It's like, you know, a lot of them are like, you know, they're turning their body around in like under a year.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
And, you know, they're like, it's all natural. It's just like, you know, Marvel puts you on this diet. You know, people are like, well, that's like almost physically impossible without like a.
Yeah. I don't believe it's natural, and if it is, it's like it's the amount of money and resources that are getting thrown at them is not natural. Like, it's damaging no matter what. It's shocking to see when people show imagery from like even 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it's like oh my god! Standard, like when I saw Hugh Jackman in the first
X-Men picture of him
and
shirtless.
I'm like, oh my god, is that what he looked like? Because as a kid,
he
remember
looks like no, like, and I remember like. Not like,
but he's
and,
not. What's crazy?
And he's not normal. Like
he's yeah.
But
he's,
I remember that's like you know, like two of my favorite movies, like Indiana Jones, the Indiana Jones movies, and like Army of Darkness. You know, watching behind the scenes stuff, like Harrison Ford, he's like exercising constantly, like in Indiana Jones, like behind the scenes. And Bruce Campbell is like, yeah, I got in like the best shape of my life for Army of Darkness. And then you see them in the movies compared to like Marvel movies now, and it's like, unfortunately, like to the modern eye, these are just like kind of normal bodies, like, and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, and it's, I cannot, you cannot discount how much effort it takes to even look like,
and it's, yeah, it sucks because it's also, we're getting to a point where it's ridiculous, even when it's not, like, with the superheroes, I'm like, okay, they want to try to make them look like they look in the comics, which is not normal at all.
No, it's like Alex Ross, or
it's what, ridiculous, yeah. But they're even doing it, like, what was so cool about Indiana Jones is like, yeah, he's a archaeology professor from the 1930s.
Yeah.
That's impressive that he would look like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's already, yeah, unrealistic. But it's like, okay, that is a normal body type of the 1930s. Whereas, like, I watched, and I liked this movie, but I watched that Department of Ungentlemanly Warfare
movie
with Henry Cavill and what's his name from the Reacher guy. But there are these World War II, you know, soldiers and spies.
Like fucking,
and they're all, like, just way too big.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't look like dudes in the 40s.
That's
and then
funny.
They show the images of the real soldiers because it's all based on a true story.
Like,
and they're like, yeah, that's a real guy from the 40s. Why you cast a guy who's twice his weight?
Yeah.
No, and that's like the other. That was kind of, and it's kind of ruined other things for me because I will watch things like, you know, I've watched a little of The Boys. And it's, you know, I've kind of gotten used to it, but you look at their bodies and The Boys, and I'm sure they're exercising their asses off, but they're still not on that Marvel diet. Like,
right,
you look at Homelander.
Well, I think that's the joke they've done with Homelander, because that actor won't work out. He's just like, I'm not going to. And so they're like, well, Homelander, maybe he's skinny. Like,
yeah,
maybe like, the reveal is that it's actually a padded suit.
It's just like, it's interesting, like the budget and the, you know, whatever resources they give the Marvel actors to make them look like. I remember like the big one was like Kumail or Chris Pratt, honestly, though. It's the
Kumail Nanjiani, though, was a crazy change too.
But like the, you know, seeing their bodies change, and then you see The Boys, and it's like, you know, like even like the Deep, like he kind of just looks like a, like, you know, he's like obviously like in better shape than 99% of people, but it's like you look at him compared to like a Thor or something like that.
It shows you how unbelievably ridiculous the standards have gotten. It's made me sad because I feel like we're reverting back to the early 2000s lately.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In fashion,
yeah,
but also unfortunately, like, with like body standards.
It's funny, like the intersection of like body positivity and like the most unrealistic bodies you've ever seen throughout history, you know, in the form of these like supplemented, you know, augmented.
Yeah.
Sad.
So the the moral of the story is that it takes years to moral get these bodies. Realistically,
the story is that they're not real.
No, they're not.
They're, they're not real at all.
Except for the Reacher guy. I think he's real. I believe him. Well, he went to my high school. That's my.
He's well with the case with all of them. There is like a natural like they yeah. do have to you do have to work hard, but I also think there's some added.
And I mean, what we love to talk about, we've talked about it so many times, we might have even talked about it on the podcast. Actually, we already did. The Arnold Schwarzenegger, the documentary, Pumping Iron.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I know we literally already talked about this on the podcast, but it's just like, you know, you look at him and you look at all the other guys, it's like, oh, he's just like genetically, like, you know, no matter what he did, he was always going to look like,
yeah,
like a, well, I can say it in this context, an Olympian.
Oh, whoa. like a
god,
literally yeah. a Greek Olympian. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fair. That's true.
Yeah. So eat that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outsmarted the system.
Well, okay. When
O Games
come here.
The what?
The what?
I'm sorry. The O Games.
Aren't they doing some
like when they come here? When they come here, are we gonna have to like move away for a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, isn't so it gonna be what so was telling me unbelievable?
Like, it's so spread out. Like some's like
it's
in like
gonna be spread
there's
out.
Some like I mean I'm making this up. Like she's like oh yeah, some are like Barstow.
Not I don't know Barstow, if it's that
like,
far.
No, they're some are like far. Really far.
What
well,
the hell?
They,
well,
like the surfing competition.
Yeah,
this
in Tahiti
year is in Tahiti, which is 10,000 miles away.
Yeah,
that's from.
But we can have surf. They will have surfing. The surfing stuff will be here.
Really? Where?
What are you talking? What are you talking
about?
Do
you live here?
Surfers. I know people do it. I'm just saying it's not like where I'd want to do it.
They may not have it in Los Angeles. They might have it up the coast or down. That might be where it's like upstate.
Yeah.
But even
have
like
it around,
Big Sur or something.
Yeah, I guess maybe Big Sur, but
there's definitely good.
Even like the big like El Segundo or like Long Beach. Like, there's, you know, you look at those waves, it's like
There are good surfing spots. It also depends on the time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess
and they're not
summer,
gonna pull the Fisher guys off the pier and they're still gonna be yelling at the surfers.
They might then maybe they will. They could potentially put that in Hawaii or something.
I was gonna say take
that
the rest of Hawaii.
Sense.
Because
yeah,
I don't know
sense.
In August how good the waves are
yeah,
in Southern California.
That makes sense.
But or,
did you guys know that they're adding gridiron?
Yeah, flag football.
Yeah, and flag yeah, flag football.
It's the dorkiest shit. What is that?
Flag
football?
Yeah, dorks. Can I take a stand on that?
Yeah,
it's
are they adding
kind of a dorky
are they adding Magic the Gathering?
They're adding what do they call Quidditch now?
Quidditch?
No, they named it something else now to
oh.
separate themselves from,
oh,
from the black
sense.
Mold.
From Voldemort.
From Voldemort. Has anyone said that?
Yes, people have been saying that on Twitter.
Fuck. That's
no,
really
that
good.
That shit's gotten. I don't even want to talk about that shit.
I know, man.
Hit a new low, which is amazing.
Yeah, she's been sharing her thoughts on the O Games. So much to share her throwing her out a window.
Okay, man.
Someone should share the velocity of being propelled out a window with J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'll work on it. The O Games is an oh no, I'm being thrown out a window.
Oh, my. With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God,
that's the game. That's the O Games I like to see her participate in.
Oh my God. Okay, what were we talking about a second ago?
Where are all over?
Oh, yes,
yeah, we're in
yes.
LA and like games being added.
Yes,
too.
It's gonna be crazy. I mean, it's gonna be kind of a once in a lifetime thing.
It is. Are you guys gonna try to watch?
Fuck no.
It'd be cool to watch.
Why?
It's gonna be hot.
Okay.
It's gonna be hot outside.
It's true. It's gonna be.
There are indoor sports.
Those are the nerdy ones. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, like, what is the?
Yeah, games are for nerds.
Yeah,
man.
Let's see if I'm around in 4 years.
Oh my God.
A lot can happen.
Smosh is gone in 4 years.
Dude, let's make our 4-year predictions.
Oh, no, that's scary.
That is scary.
That's too far.
Did you ever have parents that were like, what's your 5-year plan?
Dude, I hate when people ask me that. I'm like, I can barely
I'm literally trying to get through the day.
Yeah. I can barely think to next week.
That's, I think, what's like stopping.
I think after these past 4 years, I think it's fair to be like, I can never predict the next 4 years.
No, literally. Yes.
Because like.
Literally.
Because like these last 5 years, it's like, yeah, we're all lucky to just kind of get by.
Yeah. No, I would never have thought I'd be where I was 5 years ago.
If you had to make a guess 5 years ago, what would you have guessed?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But certainly not this. Certainly not here on Smoshcast talking about the O games.
I definitely, yeah. I mean, I've talked about this before. I think 5 years ago, I would have probably thought there's no way Smosh would be around in 5 years.
I definitely never thought.
Better than ever.
Yeah. No, I would absolutely. And I mean, not to be, not like because of this, but like, you know, I never thought I would be on camera.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know, it wasn't really my goal until like, you know, the more I was editing, the more I was like, I think I could do this.
Yeah.
And I think I would be like. The only part I would be jealous of was, like, the video games. It would be like, you know, like, oh, they get to, because back then it was, like, right. Smosh Games. It's like, all they're doing is, like, playing video games. I'm like, I don't even want to be on camera. I just want to, like, play video games.
Yeah.
But then, you know, kind of, like, especially with the cast we have now, it's like, it's just so fun to be hanging out with, like, you know, interacting on camera. Like, it's just really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, we should all take an O Games trip together. In 3 years.
I'd be super down for that.
O Games reunion?
Yeah.
I
need to look up, like, where and, like, because, I mean,
is that already, is that stuff
it's
already
a
decided?
Lot of it's been decided.
Has it? I mean, I'm sure it has, but I don't know anything.
It's crazy how many years in advance they still are probably prepping.
They've decided all the way through at least choosing which cities through, like, 2032 or something. Like, all of the.
Yeah, optimistic, bro.
They have that stuff planned.
No, I remember, like, because didn't they have to cancel the Tokyo ones? Did I make that up?
They postponed it.
Yeah, they postponed it. But are they going to do them again?
They did it.
Oh, they did it? That's crazy, bro. I was asleep. I don't remember where I was in 2021.
You know what's insane to me with people who don't watch any sports whatsoever is that...
Present?
What?
Is it present?
You know, there's like seasons to sports. So it kind of adds something to certain parts of the year. Whereas if you don't watch sports, it's just like the year just kind of goes.
Well, so I don't really.
I look at the leaves on the trees. Because they will change.
No, so I actually don't watch that much sports. But for whatever reason, I love
O Games.
And so it's like
I think
every...
it is the like the great.
Oh yeah. No, the O Games and the World Cup.
O Games.
The World Cup I also get obsessed with.
Liquid football.
Yeah.
Yes, pour it down my fucking throat.
My gullet.
I love liquid football.
Do we have to make up a name for that too?
No, football?
No, footy. World Cup. Cup.
World Cup.
World Cup,
The ICUPs.
The Cup of the World.
Yeah.
The Cup of the World. No, but it will be interesting to see what, like, kind of infrastructural, is that a word? Infrastructure changes we make to LA, like, for...
Yeah.
Because I know, like Tokyo, they really made a bunch of changes for...
It's super expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a debate on whether there's, like, actual return on that. Yeah. If it's, like, is this worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. We're gonna find out.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
we agreed.
No, I would like to know, like, it's like, are they having like Hollywood? That's crazy.
Just on the Walk of Fame,
sprinting.
There is the marathon aspect. Like, there are those marathon runs, which will be on streets throughout.
Oof.
So that stuff happens.
God.
Like, because they just did that stuff and they were going through.
I wonder if they do stuff
Which, by the way, actually, the competition I would do, because I did see this, is there is the speed walking.
I did see that.
And that shit is so funny. And here's the thing. Watching it, I know it's probably really hard. Like, actually, the process of keeping both feet, and they're all cheating.
How?
No. You watch the slow-mo footage. You watch the slow-mo footage. And the whole point is that one foot has to always be on the ground. The people in the lead are jogging. I saw the footage. And I'm just like, you're cheating. You're jogging.
Alexine is way too.
But they're not.
Other people here are seeing what I saw. They're cheating. It shouldn't
count. But
how
come they're not calling it out?
I don't know, because they probably would realize it's not, none of it can work.
Because of woke.
Because of woke. Because of walk.
Because of walk. did you guys ever read The Long Walk?
No.
So it's like this Stephen King like dystopian book,
yeah.
And it's like the plot is like every year it's like this dystopian future, and it's like every year all these like 100 boys like collect and they start walking, and then every if you drop below 4, like he made up some dumbass number, and I remember my friend and I in high school were like obsessed with this book, so we tried it on a treadmill and we're like, this is way too fast. But I think it's like if you drop below 4 miles an hour like 3 times, you get shot.
Damn.
So it's 100 boys, and the book just follows these 100 boys as they walk. And it's like, you know, there's no stopping for the bathroom. There's no stopping to sleep. It's like a grueling – and, you know, the person who wins is like awarded whatever they want. And so I thought about that a lot as a kid. Walking.
That's crazy that Mr. Beast read that and was like, I
he's like, I think I can make this. I think I can work with this.
I think this is my job now.
Yeah, that's – I mean, you know, for anyone who's read it at home, it's like – it's such a high school boy. I think Stephen King, like, came up with it in high school and, like, wrote a lot of it in high school.
Oh, really?
And so when me and my friend read it in high school, we're like, this is the coolest book we've ever read.
I had a buddy who was really into that.
Yeah.
Have you read almost all the Stephen King books?
I've read over half, which may not sound like a lot,
no,
but
that's
it's
like
a lot of books.
80 books.
He
yeah.
reads.
Probably at least like 30, I would say, of his books.
That's impressive. What's your favorite?
Long Walk was up there for a while. I love It. You know, that's a cliche
yeah.
pick, but it's, you know, it's a really special book. And then I liked, you know, it was in my top 3 books, but his one about the guy who goes back in time to try and save
yeah.
JFK from 11, getting shot.
What is it, 11?
11/22/63, I think.
Cool. I heard that was good.
It's one of the stupidest concepts for a book ever. And the way it kind of comes about in the book is so funny, because like he has this like there's this restaurant. So the guy's a high school teacher, as most Stephen King protagonists are wont to be. They're either high school teachers or authors, or sometimes both. And you know, he always goes to this kind of diner, and he goes to the diner like every week at least. He's like, oh, they have like these burgers that are so cheap and they're so good. And he's like, man, how can this guy afford to have these like really cheap, delicious burgers? And after a while, the guy kind of pulls him aside. He's like, hey, you know, you want to know how? He's like, well, I have this portal in my basement, and it takes you back to the year 1962. And so I go back in time and I buy the meat and I come back with it. And he's like, that's crazy.
I believe you.
And he's like, like, sure, whatever, man. Like, as long as you keep feeding me this delicious beef. And so what happens is one time he comes to the restaurant, and the guy, like, he comes out of, like, the back, and he looks, like, really, like, old and haggard. And he's like, what happened? He's like, well, you won't believe what I just did. So every time he goes back in time, he goes back to the same day and the same time in 1962. And he's like, I stuck around. I stuck around in 1962 for over a year, and I tried to prevent the assassination of JFK. And he's like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And he's like, well, I want you to do it now. And he's like,
well, all right.
And he's like, I don't have a lot going on. And he's like, will you come back like kind of immediately? So he goes back in time, and he spends like over a year in the 60s trying to like put together his plan. He's like, how am I going to stop the assassination of JFK? But, you know, while he's back there, he, like, falls in love. He, like, you know, kind of gets invested in the time period. He's like, you know, what am I actually doing back here? And it's, like, a fascinating – it becomes, like, a beautiful love story.
Instead, he kills Elvis.
I would have been doing dumb shit back then, frankly. But, like, the whole, like, kind of rub is, like, the more you push at the past, the more it, like, pushes back.
Interesting.
So, wow. Like, you know, he will try and change things, but things will kind of, like, try and, like, prevent him from, like, doing that. And it's a – it's one of the best books I've ever read, and it's stupid as shit, but, like, you know, Stephen King is, I mean, I think he's a genius, because he can make the dumbest shit ever work in a awesome way.
That's cool.
Thanks for letting me on Smoshcast and let me yap about Stephen King.
Selena, are you reading any books?
I am not reading any books.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's badass.
I'm not a reader. I used to be a reader. I used to read a lot when I was a kid, and like I would go to the library a lot, and then life just happened. Mm-hmm. And then
you gotta force it, frankly.
Yeah. No, yeah. I forgot. I'm reading the Bridgerton books.
Oh
nice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But how many of those are there?
8.
Oh,
I forgot. Actually, I'm reading a bunch of books right now.
Well, no, it's because I'm listening to it, so I'm like,
I heard
okay.
The books aren't as good as the show.
They're not. Whoa. They're really not. See, it's really not. They're like, they're like gas station romance novel books.
As soon as I clock that, like, the older I get, the more, if I'm not fucking with the book, I'm like, okay, next book.
Yeah, well, because I want to compare it to how the show is going to go. That's why I'm reading it. Yeah.
To some degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But cool. We're about to wrap up.
Yes.
But I have I really want to give a shout out also. We forgot to talk about her. Ilona Marr.
Oh, yes.
And the women's rugby team.
Dude, Courtney's been obsessed.
Yes.
And
I love
so is
her.
Ian.
Yeah.
Ian's got a crush.
Oh, I did see his. And she's really tall, right?
Yeah.
She's
a rugby player.
Rugby player.
Yeah.
Run through a wall.
Yeah.
Oh, this was I the video hasn't gone up.
She's so funny though.
Honestly, it might not even been in a video, but I didn't realize women's rugby was an Olympic sport. And everyone was like, "How did you not know?" I was like, "I didn't know."
She for the U.S. team to get bronze is impressive.
Yeah,
and she's American. I know nothing.
It's the U.S. team, yes. So yeah. But of course, New Zealand, I think, won gold.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're just not going to beat them at rugby.
Yeah.
But for us to get bronze is insane because it's not a sport that, like, U.S. is known for. So our women's team really went and crushed.
I've only seen pictures of her, and I was like, that's awesome.
I saw her so much on TikTok. I actually didn't know what sport she played because she's just kind of a celebrity on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just really funny. And I knew she was an athlete. We tried to get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
When?
Before the O Games.
Previous months.
Before the,
I know Kiana was behind
but
that.
Before the O Games.
She was busy, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, training for the
O Games.
So it didn't happen. But it could still
dude,
happen.
If we could, yeah.
We'll make it happen. We'll get her on and we'll bring Ian on.
We can recreate the Tyler 1 pick.
We won't let her know that Ian has a huge crush on her.
He's already fucking added her, bro. Yep. Now, that was what I texted because he was like, crush with Kesha over. Now this chick is the one. But he added Kesha.
Well, yeah, because he's probably trying to make Kesha jealous.
Okay,
Kesha probably's gonna see him and be like, "Wait, he doesn't like me anymore."
No,
I'm sorry. Last thing is Kesha kind of tall? Because
I think so. Yeah,
because I saw the picture of her with Chapel Row.
They're both taller. They're both taller than Ian. It seems Ian has a type.
Yeah, he has a type. So
I can get into that.
Yeah. So Ilona
wants to be rugby lifted.
He wants to be scrum.
You ever seen that? The rugby lift is so funny. Where
they grab your pants and wedgie you
into the air.
No, I remember like all the, because it's like all the guys like kind of fall on each other and they're like, they have to like grab each other's ass and like their pants are coming down. Yeah. They're like, what kind of sport is this, man?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you guys should do it right now.
It's been a great episode.
We should spank each other, bro. What kind of podcast is this?
Thank you, Selena. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
Thank you for this impromptu episode. This was a chill time.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. No, I love talking about the O Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O Games.
Hey, three glasses.
Wow. Three glasses.
Three glasses.
Huge. How does it feel?
It feels fine. It's, you know, definitely for... I can read things farther away.
You kind of got a little high up on your
I know. Head. I'm going to... I wasn't going
was
to point it out,
I was trying to tilt them down because of glare sometimes with cameras. I'm so used to hearing... people tell like you and Noah and other people like, hey, can you tilt the
I think that's mostly for thumbnails.
Oh really?
That's my impression. Otherwise
I was doing that for no reason, but I was also doing it kind of just for fun. I was just kind of not used to it entirely.
No, I remember I tricked someone. I remember one time, but I was like, hey, you know the way you can tell if glasses are good or not is if you can do the thing where you press down on the back thing and they go like. And they're like, no way. And I was like, no, I just made that up. No, I can't. I can't. And that was before I had.
I think one of them is a minus 1.5.
Oh, baby prescriptions.
Yeah, it's mild nearsightedness. So what I really needed it for.
You're just trying to look dilfier, bro.
What I needed it for, and I'm going to use it today because I just couldn't forget them, is the teleprompter. I was having trouble with the teleprompter on Reddit stories and here. Whenever we do ad reads, I was like, I'm struggling a little bit.
Yeah. So. No, mine changed. I don't want to say changed my life. That's dramatic. They changed a lot.
Yeah.
For the better.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you both for being here. And thank you for watching. We'll see you later. We got some very different episodes coming for the next couple weeks because Amanda's out of town. Yeah. So we got this episode. But next week, it will be Amanda, Angela, and Chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week will be you, Alex, and I hanging out talking about video games and board games and stuff.
Boys' night.
It's a good month. So stay tuned. See you later. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.